Democrat Andrew Cuomo, Republican Rob Astorino, Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, and the Libertarian Party's Michael McDermott will appear together in the one-hour debate, the only televised candidate contest of the 2014 governor's race. GOP challenger Astorino had wanted a chance for the two major party candidates to hold additional debates on TV. Astorino spoke before the debate schedule was settled.
I would say one-on-one, Andrew Cuomo and I, let's talk about the issues, what we plan on doing starting next year.
Governor Cuomo did agree to one other debate, a one-on-one with Astorino on public radio, but not on television, which Astorino declined. The incumbent governor, who is consistently ahead in the polls, says he believes he's consented to enough debates.
We struck the right balance. You could say we shouldn't do any debates. You could say we should do one debate, two debates, 10 debates. I think we struck the right balance.
Astorino counters that he agreed to 5 debates with his opponent when he ran successfully for a second term as Westchester County Executive. Steve Greenberg with Siena College Polling says candidates who are far ahead in the polls, like Cuomo, often believe it's a smart political strategy to minimize debate participation and avoid the risks of possible mistakes in a live TV format.
If Cuomo were to stumble in a significant way, and then that becomes a campaign issue and it gets written about and it gets covered on the 11 o'clock news, could that have an effect? Yes.
Bruce Jory, professor at the State University of New York at Albany and a political consultant, says Cuomo would be wise to avoid engaging with Astorino at all and instead focus on his record and essentially debate himself.
By which I mean remind them what the dysfunction was, why things couldn't get done, how his approach resulted in on-time budgets, in state spending under the rate of inflation or at the rate of inflation, and accomplish signature initiatives.
Republican candidate Astorino says he plans to directly challenge Cuomo on his record during the debate. Jory says Astorino, as an underdog, should also focus on putting himself and his ideas in the best possible light and not get thrown off by the multiple candidate format.
How can I best put a mirror on that which projects the most positive message about myself and play to it that way rather than coming in with a preconceived playbook, oh, I want to do this.
Jory says both major party candidates may also be able to play off the minor party candidates to their own advantage. He says Astorino could benefit from the presence of Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, who is challenging Cuomo from the left. And the governor might also be able to take back some independent voters now favoring Hawkins, who has scored as high as 12% in some regional polls. Jory says that is if the Green Party candidate appears too left of center.
To the extent a debate like this reveals Hawkins' deeply felt views on the issues, and if Cuomo comes across as reasonable, he may be able to actually take Hawkins down. Because right now, the difference between the governor hitting 60% and not is probably whether Hawkins is closer to 10% or 5% when they open the ballots.
Hawkins is not preparing to act as a spoiler for the other candidates.
We're not raising the kind of money Cuomo is, but we're raising enough money to put field staff out on the field and run as serious a campaign as we can.
Hawkins says he plans to challenge Governor Cuomo on the topic of hydrofracking. Hawkins wants to ban it. Cuomo is so far undecided. The Libertarian candidate, Michael McDermott, has a website and he's released some videos, but so far has not held campaign events. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.